She clung to him for a moment, and then quieted herself with a sigh. "There's not much in the fridge at the moment," she said. "Some yogurt, I think, and a jar of roll-mop herrings you could open. I'm sure you'll be able to muck it up if you try, but it's actually quite straightforward. The main trick is not to throw them all over the floor or get jam on them." She gave him a hug, a kiss, and a glum smile, and then retreated back to her music room. The phone rang, and Richard answered it. "Hello?" he said. There was nothing, just a faint sort of windy noise on the line. "Hello?" he said again, waited, shrugged, and put the phone back down. "Was there anybody there?" called Susan. "No, no one," said Richard. "That's happened a couple of times," said Susan. "I think it's a sort of minimalist heavy breather." She resumed playing. Richard went into the kitchen and opened the fridge. He was less of a health-conscious eater than Susan, and was therefore less than thrilled by what he found there. But he managed to put some roll-mop herrings, some yogurt, some rice, and some oranges on a tray without difficulty, and tried not to think that a couple of fat hamburgers and fries had rounded off nicely. He found a bottle of white wine and carried it all through to the small dining table. After a minute or two, Susan joined him there. She was at her most calm and composed, and after a few mouthfuls, she asked him about the canal. Richard shook his head in bemusement and tried to explain about it and about Dirk. "What did you say his name was?" said Susan with a frown, when he'd come rather lamely to a conclusion. "It's Dirk Gently," said Richard, "in a way." "In a way?" Yes, said Richard with a difficult sigh. He reflected that just about everything you could say about Dirk was subject to these kind of vague and shifty qualifications. There was even, on his letter heading, a string of vague and shifty-looking qualifications after his name. He pulled out the piece of paper on which he had vainly been trying to organise his thoughts earlier in the day. He started, but the doorbell rang. They looked at each other. "If it's the police," said Richard, "I'd better see them. Let's get it over with." Susan pushed back her chair, went to the front door and picked up the entry phone. "Hello," she said. "Who?" she said after a moment. She frowned as she listened, then swung round and frowned at Richard. "You'd better come up," she said, in a less than friendly tone of voice, and then pressed the button. She came back and sat down. "Your friend," she said evenly, "Mr. Gently."